Y'all ready for the word today? I am too. I'm just wanting to talk for a minute. I tried to stay away from Facebook. I'm trying to stay away. So I now look at my news feeds once a week. I try to, but sometimes I sneak during the week. So on weekends when I'm off, I'm looking at news feeds and just seeing what's going on. And I discovered there's a lot of two-year-old girls dancing in their kitchens to Beyoncé's Put a Ring on It. But, so, that's part of the reason why I stopped looking. You know, I came upon this story of this man that has a son aspiring to be a running back. 8 years old. The father is putting everything in him. I think he now is working less on his job. He has that boy 5 o'clock in the morning ready to jog. So he's logging everything that happens throughout the day. You know, the jogging, the preparing of ground turkey, for the protein or whatever. And every morning, 5 o'clock, he knocks on his son's door. You know what it is, time to get in. And the little boy is jumping up. Yeah. This guy went so far as to go to a trucking wrecking yard to get these huge tires to stage in his backyard. Is of course, like, as you know, football training, conditioning. They're in the weight room. So I'm saying if they leave the house around 5, after the run, they go right to the weight room. So I'm thinking around 7:30, he's ready to start his normal day. 8 years old. And you think, why is his father doing this? It's an investment. He is invested in his kid. As I recall, a couple of the people I mentioned on Facebook, kids dancing in the kitchen. And when you receive all the likes and stuff, 2 months later, they Facebook Live in the dance studio. It happens. We as humans invest. But the question is, what are we investing in? People invest to receive a return. Okay, I want to turn your Bibles to 2 Timothy 1. And the title is Being Fully Invested. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, according to the promise of life, which is Christ. Okay, let me paint the picture here. Paul is in jail, and Timothy, he's grooming Timothy. But he's in jail. So is that what both of them are called by God to do different things, but adding up to the ultimate purpose of saving, spreading the word. And so while he's in jail, he's giving encouragement to Timothy. And verse 3 says, I thank God, whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in prayers day and night. There is three words. Without ceasing, day and night. Okay, and we're going to the fourth. Greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy. I'm going to kind of stop here to kind of paint the picture. In the natural, if I'm mentoring somebody and I'm in jail, being imprisoned is a condition. It's a circumstance. But we see it did not matter. God gave Paul some instructions. So I'm going to bring forth what I have. I'm going to encourage, because Timothy was lacking encouragement. So Paul was there to give him what he needed at that point in time. And when I say condition, Paul was whipped, beaten, tortured, but he still did not forsake God. He still drove to the ultimate purpose. And I talked last week about when we're saved, we have a job. So that was his job. It didn't matter where he was at or what he was doing. It's his job. It's his purpose. He's trying to fulfill a purpose. How many of us have a purpose? And sometimes I'm guilty of it. Sometimes I'm weary, and I need some instructions to give someone else or to help out. No matter how Paul felt, the word still went on.
Amen. Amen.
Writing in jail, and me in the natural, if I've been jailed, I would forget all about my mentor, who was I'm mentoring. And instead of writing him letters, I'm writing him, can you put some money on my books?
Yes,
I don't know but you, I have a lot to learn on this walk.
Amen.
Okay, bear with me. Let's go to Mark 8 and 36. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? The title is Fully Invested. When you work on your job, you have like 401k, whatever. So you have a full-time job, but until you enter that 401k or that retirement or that pension, you're not fully invested. Okay, moving right along. Turn to Joshua 1 and 8. The book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and day and night. Oh, look at there, it just popped up. Day and night. Day and night that thou mayst observe to do according to all that is written therein, for then thou shalt make the way prosperous, and thou shalt have good success. I'm sorry, I bumbled with that, but anyway. Where we all like we're given a work, no matter how we feel, no matter what adversities may come, sick, we have a job. Think if Paul slept on his job. What would that mean for Timothy still needing guidance? If it wasn't for Paul, then who? He gave the instructions to Paul. That's something. That's really, really something. To be driven. I talk to God a lot, and I'm a person, I don't like to read. I don't like reading. But it's a requirement. And he came to me, he said, you're doing good, you're doing okay, but you're not doing enough. You're not searching. You're not reading enough. I said, well, I read a couple of chapters in the morning. You know, I pray, but that's not enough. You're not fully invested. When you fully invest in something like the stock market, like when the stock market crashed, it was big money in the stock market. So it was all or nothing. The picture I'm trying to point out to you that we as Christians, we as followers, we're working towards the cause. Have you ever seen someone build a house? You buy the land, you build the house, the foundation's laid, and as the structure, as the walls begin to go up, he changes mind. I don't really like the location. If you're fully invested, there's no turning back. With the guys about lukewarm Christians, you hot or you cold? And I know we are learning. I'm still learning. I'm still receiving instructions on what I'm doing wrong. You know, how to do this. But all in all, at least I know he's talking to me. So it's different when, like, if my wife isn't talking to me, I know 9 times out of 10 is something I did. It's all about communication, finding your purpose, finding God's will for your life. But you're not going to get that if you don't research and form a communication with him. How did Paul know what he was telling Timothy? How did he know the stuff was important? How? God told him. It's real fun when you get that relationship and he begins to talk to you. Amen. When he begins to talk to you, you'll notice that you're no longer spinning your wheels. You're aiming towards a goal. You're aiming towards a purpose. The purpose is a prize at the end when you're fully invested. You know, every quarter I get a letter from my 401k. And it depresses me because they give me my financial portfolio, but then as I begin to look, well, when you're turning 65, when you're ready to retirement, for retirement, you get this. This is what you get. And I'm looking at the number like, I can't live off that. I can't live. But they give you an option. If you raise your 3% to 5%, you can get this. And I'm still looking like, you know, I can kind of work with that, but you know, it's the father I told you in the beginning, he did all this stuff with his son. He cut his hours from a job. He's in the gym. He's looking at defensive coordinator stuff to give his son instructions, because he feels that his son is going to make it. His son is going to be in the NFL. So what does he do? Do everything he can to protect his investment, because he know before long his investment is going to pay off. It's going to pay off big. What is God telling us? The instructions he give us. Hey, I prepared the place for you. Hey, just share my word. Just spray it. Just spray the gospel around. It's not hard. Something was told to me yesterday that I needed to do something. And I knew it was right for me to do, but I didn't feel like doing it. I'm not in jail. I just didn't feel like doing it. How you think Paul felt? But no, he pushed. Yes. In between beatings, in between not being fed properly. We even get to the name calling and stuff. He began to do exactly as God instructed him. Why? Because he was fully invested. He later was released, but we're not really. I'm just telling you what happened, but he was focused. He was fully invested. That, so God is preparing a plan for all our lives, but we have to take part so we can take part of that plan. If we just sit around doing 1%, 2%, what would our return look like? Be fully invested. Don't be like that person building a house, build the foundation, spend all this money, then decide he's not going to do it. I want a different location. If you begin to build your spiritual relationship with God, you have to go to the end. You have to be fully invested. We can't be lukewarm. We can't just be a partially partakers. That's not what he intended. As we begin to read, as we begin to seek his will, his purpose for our own individual lives, because it's an intimate relationship between you and God, we begin to find, hey, you can do this, you can do this, you can do that. Because we're fully invested. That is something. And like I say, I'm preaching to myself, but teaching to y'all. When I heard it, when it came to me, I was like, that's harsh. That's harsh. The things that Jesus went through was harsh. The things that Paul went through was harsh. But look what happened. Look what they did. You're not going nowhere near trouble is what Paul did. You're not in jail. You're free to go wherever you want. You're free to invest in wherever you want to invest your time, invest your money, invest yourself. But he's telling you, I'm where your focus needs to be. I'm where your focus. All these other things that attract her attention and take, they are meant to do that, to take our focus off of work, off of a job. Dear Heavenly Father, thank